Mary had a little lamb.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
I know it may not look like it, but I've been around a while. When you get to be my age, certain things become clearer than ever. If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not. Former Republican president tells Putin, quote, do whatever the hell you want. A former president actually said that, bowing down to a Russian leader. I think it's outrageous, it's dangerous, and it's unacceptable. And with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral power, electoral or political power. You're about to realize just how much you're right about that. The Alabama Supreme Court shut down IVF treatments across the state, unleashed by a Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Unless Congress acts, it could happen again. So tonight, let's stand up for families like hers. To my friends across the aisle, don't keep this waiting any longer. Guarantee the right to IVF. We can fight about fixing the border, or we can fix it. I'm ready to fix it. Send me the border bill now. And if my predecessor is watching, instead of paying politics and pressuring members of Congress to block the bill, join me in telling the Congress to pass it. I would respectfully suggest my Republican friends owe it to the American people, get this bill done. We need to act now. The families whose loved ones are still being held by Hamas. I pledge to all the families that we will not rest until we bring every one of your loved ones home. I'm directing the U.S. military to lead an emergency mission to establish a temporary pier in the Mediterranean on the coast of Gaza that can receive large shipments carrying food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters. I came to office determined to get us through one of the toughest periods in the nation's history. We have. It doesn't make news in 1,000 cities and towns. The American people are writing the greatest comeback story never told. Past administrations, including my predecessor, including some Democrats as well in the past, failed to buy American. Not anymore. Folks at home, does anybody really think the tax code is fair?
No!
Do you really think the wealthy and big corporations need another $2 trillion tax break?
No!
I sure don't. While we're at it, I want to give public school teachers a raise. But my predecessor and many in this chamber want to take this prescription drug away by repealing the Affordable Care Act. I'm not going to let that happen. We stopped you 50 times before and we'll stop you again. It's because of you America's coming back. It's because of you our future is brighter. It's because of you that tonight we can proudly say the state of our union is strong and getting stronger. I've always known what endures. I've known our North Star. The very idea of America is that we're all created equal and deserve to be treated equally throughout our lives. We've never fully lived up to that idea, but we've never walked away from it either. And I won't walk away from it now. I'm optimistic.
I'm optimistic. I thought it was great. I did. I honestly thought it was great. I mean, you know, listen, he made fun of how young he was when he came into the Senate. They told him he was too young. And now he's, you know, at the other end of his career, but he's the president of the United States. And, you know, he said, yeah, now you think I'm too old, you know, but apparently it's like just right. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the guy has a it was like watching him in his office. You know, I mean, he worked there for 40 freaking years. He knows exactly, you know, what he's dealing with. He knows exactly how, you know, obstinate recalcitrant. You know, can I just ask a question? What the hell was George Santos doing there? Security! What was he doing there that the Republicans removed him for fraud? The Republicans were so embarrassed by their own member that they actually told him to go home. We had a special election. The guy who held the seat before George Santos won the seat back, and George Santos is sitting at the State of the Union. I find this all freaking fascinating. Really, I do. But you want to know one of the best moments? Yes, we'll talk about, Katie Britt. Rhymes with, right. That's what her performance was. You know who she reminds me of? Anybody watch The Handmaid's Tale? Anybody? Serena Joy Waterford, Mrs. Waterford. That's who she was. That's who she is. It's really creepy. I mean, they even look alike. If she would have pulled her hair back in a chignon, I don't know how to say that, a bun. If she would have just been a bun head, everybody would have said, oh, my God. And then you would have understood why she was whispering. Why was she whispering? She was whispering because the commander is in the other room.
I was annoyed by that whispering literally 5 seconds in. I had already had enough. She was very annoying.
We hear you. And we stand with you.
Why is she whispering? I guess the kids are asleep in, the back of the kitchen. I don't know. What the hell was that about? Really, what was that about? That was so demeaning. She looked like a, not just a stepford wife. She looked like she had Stockholm syndrome. Do you know what I'm saying? She looked like she had fallen in love with her captors. I mean, it was just so strange. It was so weird. It was so Serena. It was so Waterford. It was just so handmade. It was just, and why do they go searching for these women who play these roles of, a subservient one? That woman is the United States Senator. You know what that means? That means that she ran for office statewide. Okay, it was Alabama, the state that produced Tommy Tuberville, that bastion of patriotism who refuses to promote people who have earned their promotion to, a general from colonel because he's anti-abortion. I don't know. This is Alabama, all right? And she's from there. But she's a professional politician. She ran statewide. She won a Senate race. And they put her back in the kitchen. They literally, and she did it. She did it. What the?
Women voters, I hope you're paying attention.
I really
do. They are showing you exactly. Yes.
Yes, exactly. And it's creepy. And it should make your skin crawl that no matter how far you've come, no matter how intelligent you are, no matter, she's very pretty. She's very smart. She's, doesn't matter. If you want to succeed in their party, if you want to succeed in the MAGA party, and don't tell me it's the Republican Party anymore. It's not. And I know how I feel like I'm in Belarus all of a sudden, like today they're telling me Donald Trump has just made his daughter-in-law, the chairperson of the Republican National Committee. I mean, the daughter-in-law is now in charge of the party. How communist are we going to let it go? How crazy is the Republican Party going to? They're not. It's the MAGA party. It's Trump's party. I mean, it seems so foreign. That doesn't seem real. And the daughter-in-law is on the TV saying, "If you're not loyal to my father-in-law, get out. You have no place in our party. Get out." What country do they intend to make us? Very sad, very sick, very, amazing. Really, it was stunning. But I'll tell you why I think George Santos was there. George Santos was there because they don't want to seat Swazi. They don't want to seat the guy who won. The Republicans don't. And with their one seat majority, maybe they can put George back. I have no idea. Like, what the hell would they be calling him to the State of the Union to disgrace their party yet again? Like, in what world is that something you would want to do? I don't know. But this was my favorite moment. And it started very early, okay? This was when Biden first arrived and he was making his way down the aisle. There's no audio here. It's just take a look, see. And if you don't, if you're not watching it on video, I apologize. It's very short. It's like 10 seconds. But look at Biden's face upon seeing Marjorie Taylor Greene in her MAGA costume. She was wearing a MAGA costume. Like, who are you wearing? Steve Bannon. Look at his face.
Look over here.
Priceless, man. You can't fake that crap. You can't phone that in. Oh, and speaking of phoning it in, what happened to Truth Social? What happened to the low rent, D-list Twitter? What happened to his marginal, social media site? Oh, it crashed.